Our guests today are the unruly combo of Sean Hunt and Edwin Morales. Sean Hunt, also known as Approach from Lawrence, MC of world renown, and Edwin Morales of Downplay Productions, the man who books all the shows that everybody loves to go to. So thanks for coming in. And topic of discussion today is the upcoming Mike Mechanics MC battle, which is in its, how many years now, Edwin?
I think this is the sixth or seventh one. I don't honestly remember.
Okay.
It's up there.
But it is a Lawrence-specific tradition. Bottleneck is the venue. Maybe start at the pool room, perhaps?
Started off at the pool room, yeah.
Okay. And tell me a little bit, you know, history on the event. Bring us up to speed.
I just knew you were going to start laughing, dude. You were holding it in the whole time.
Sorry about that, folks out of Radio Land.
Come on, man.
Seriously, the Mike Mechanics battle, we've had the Bulldog battle going for quite a while.
MCs.
We basically wanted to give the same respect that we gave to breakdancers, wanted to give that same respect to MCs and give our version, you know, highlight this area's MCs and have them have their chance to shine, you know. And at the same time, I also wanted to show people what an actual MC battle was, as opposed to, in my personal opinion, as opposed to what they saw on television as an 8 Mile and like all this pre-scripted bullshit. That's not what it was about. This was just like some energetic stuff that people can actually participate in. It's not something that just happens in big cities, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your experience, Sean, was as a competitor in what, the first one, second one?
The first couple.
First couple.
Probably like the first three. I don't think I've done the last two. Since the one when Juice came and the one at the Granada with the Scribble Jam.
That was actually more of just a Scribble Jam battle,
yeah.
Part of that.
So I haven't done the last two specifics that you've had, yeah. And then the Scribble Jam thing, which has nothing to do with anything. But my experience as a competitor was really good, because the reason why I got into it, I'm not really necessarily a battle MC, but I come from that background, the art of like coming off the top of the head, being able to improv, and being able to do whatever it takes to get the attention of the audience. So I got into it basically to build a name for myself as an artist, to put myself out there, and that was like one of the first platforms that we had to like really separate ourselves and like stand up there with a mic and face an opponent and see, you know, who can come out the best, kind of dueling like an old school duel, but you're dueling with wit, you know, charisma and entertaining at the same time. So it was a chance for me to showcase versatility that you may not catch on a record or on a song, just some other aspects of things that I could do. So I really got involved to kind of put myself out there and like see how people, you know, take it and kind of separate myself from the pack in that sense, you know.
What were your early experiences, Edwin? Were they successful in your mind, or did you feel like you were just getting your feet wet with the first couple? And also, have you been able to sustain the level of interest in this event throughout the years?
Definitely it was successful from the get-go, hence the reason why we're still doing it to this day. The first one, I got my feet wet, and within the first 20 minutes, I saw what to do for the next ones, and from that point on, you know, I learned a lot of the experience within the first battle. I saw what not to do next time and stuff like that. But they've always been supported really well, and they've always been a really fun event to have, and people come out from all over the Midwest, which is really cool.
Yep.
And
people you never see.
Yeah, you never see come anywhere. Out. Like bedroom MCs come out, and you don't see them again until the next Mike Mechanics battle, which is, I used to do them twice a year, mm-hmm. or every 6 months, something like that. And now, the interest has been there, and the interest was, it's never gone down in interest. It's just, honestly, I kind of got tired of it. A lot of people started doing MC battles in this area. And I didn't start the MC battle, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, like, it got really popular, so that means that it just took down the authenticity to the battle that we were doing. And so I just wanted to kind of take it away for a little bit and then bring it back after a year or so, which is what we're doing now. You know, it's been a good year and a half since the last MC battle. And so now I think that the whole fad of MC battles has kind of gone. And so now this thing that has been around for several years, it can come back and people can participate in it. like it's just like the good old days, you know.
Yep.
Wow. Do you agree that in a way there was a fad to it?
100% agree. Yeah. It's like anything else in any sort of thing that becomes popular culture. It doesn't matter if it's like rock music, country music, hip hop music. Whenever it becomes popular culture, any little subdivision that you can have in it, when not necessarily suburban America, but when the media grabs a hold of it and shows it, people tend to go, well, that's something new, that's something fresh, that's something we haven't seen, and then they beat it to death. And so that's kind of definitely what was going on with the MC thing, and definitely was ushered in by 8 Mile. And 8 Mile was really showing kind of like, you know, what Eminem was going through, being like a white MC facing black, predominantly black and ethnic crowds. It wasn't necessarily focusing just on the MC battle, was focusing on the movement and the way things were going at the time, and the adversities he had to come over to get where he was. And then people saw that and they were like, oh, well, everybody can battle and everybody can do it. And it definitely took away from the authenticity of it. Exactly. I agree 100%. I was one of the people that was complaining that it was happening too much.
I
mean,
I just remember there being like, and I don't think that a lot of people were like, oh, well, Mike Mechanics can do it, we can do this. I don't think that was the mind frame that people were in. I think they just saw that MC battles are fun. MC battles are raw. Like, mm-hmm. It's an element of hip hop that rarely exists these days. And so I think that people were like, I have a venue, I have DJs, I have a sound system, let's do a battle too. Well, let's do a battle too. And it just started to happen over and over again. And then it got to the point where people were like, battling just seemed kind of
played out,
boring, and kind of played out. And so I was like, well, take this away for a little bit, because I don't like, I mean, the lack of appreciation tends to happen when everybody's doing something. And so I'm going to take it away for a little bit, at least from my perspective.
And it starts to, when you spread it so thin, you start to get, not knocking anybody that participates in battles, but you start to get a lesser pool of talented battlers. You know what I mean? When there's so much stuff going on, you don't necessarily get the upper echelon of MCs in every single one.
Yeah, MCs start to think, you know, why should I go to this battle if I'm just going to, you know what I mean? Like, they start to, this taken for granted has happened, especially in a college town. Mm-hmm. And being right next to Kansas City, it's just, I mean, people just start to take it for granted, and they're like, ah, well, I'll just wait to the next one. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, there haven't really been too many battles in
a good year and a half, a good while,
yeah.
Like, probably since the Scribble Jam thing that I was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And not very many people even knew about that. So.
Which is kind of cool, though, because I've seen, like, at a lot of the hip-hop events that I've been either, you know, hosting or going to as a fan, I've seen a lot of what used to not exist for a while, a lot of ciphering, a lot of people getting down to the ciphers because battles aren't around. And so, like, that for a while, I saw that element missing, and I'd walk throughout the crowds, and like it would happen here and there, but like, I don't know. I think that maybe, I don't know if you agree or not, but I think that the MC battles kind of took away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, people are kind of like, there's no MC battles. Like, you have to create your own little cipher. And so people are doing their thing left and right at all these events that I see all over Kansas City, all over here, all over.
And that's where it came from for us. Yeah, it's like ciphering, freestyling, battling amongst to prove yourself as, like, the top of the pack.
Yeah.
You know, amongst everybody that's trying to find themselves. The guys who always came out in the street ciphers were the ones, you know, the street battles were the ones that kind of gained the respect, and they were the people to shoot for. And once people started putting out records, and once people started getting into so many various different battles, it took away from that aspect. And now it's kind of going back more to, like, it's not the hot thing anymore. It's not like the topic on everybody's mind. So it's going back to the MCs doing it for the MCs, like, as opposed to doing it for a crowd,
You
know, for the freestyling to build themselves. And there's a new generation of, artists coming up, and so that's their way to get in and show everybody else, the heads, that they're as good as everybody else.
Exactly.
You know, so it's kind of it's working its cycle, because it's still relatively new around here, and like we're becoming more of like the older cats in it, and like the newer cats are coming up in it. So it's a good thing. I'm really curious to see how this Mike Mechanics will be, because I'm pretty positive there's going to be some guys that have been sitting in the audience waiting for their chance, and now they finally, you know, have mustered it up, developed something, and they're going to put it out there for everybody. And that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the new blood.
Exactly, and that's what I'm hoping for, because, I mean, the last Black Coalition show, the KRS-One event, the last few bigger shows that we've had, I've just walked around and just seen some new cats, some real young cats, just going in there and going up against some of the Heat Mob dudes, mm-hmm. and, like, mm-hmm. going up against some of these legends or these older cats that have been putting it down for years in Kansas City and Lawrence area. And they're just kind of holding their own, you know, and it's just like, I hope these cats come out And that's, I hope they're part
the
of the whole
thing. That's the important
the whole
thing.
Battle aspect.
That's the importance of a battle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's for the new blood to see who's coming with a new style, who's coming with something original, and who's the wittiest, who's the slickest. So that'll make people go back and progress in what they're doing. That's the whole point of battle.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's the
that
whole
brings
point.
In new energy. It brings that energy that
new
lets
blood.
People not. I mean, it lets the older crowd, as I was saying, people were taken for granted. You know, with the battles and stuff, but you know, for older for cats that have been through that stage, I think that there is a chance for them to kind of take for granted what they're doing. You know, like I'm working on my stuff. I don't that energy is not there as often. You know, and so when they get into these ciphers or when they get into an environment to have these ciphers, I think that the energy is reintroduced and it kind of brings this passion back out of them. You know, it's kind of cool the way the whole cycle works, man.
I affiliate myself with like nothing but the younger generation. Because like I've learned a lot from
how old are you?
I'm 27. So
that's not that old.
It's not that old at all. But I mean, in a pop culture world, in a music world, it's old.
Come on, man!
I mean?
Like people are coming and requesting songs from like 2001, saying that's old school.
Exactly. Right, I mean, right. So to me, like a younger generation is like a dude I affiliate myself with, Stick Figure. He's 23. And to me, he's like the most amazing cat right now, just because his energy, his perspective, and it's something new. It's a new voice, a new way to deliver it right here from home. And it's somebody that really a lot of people haven't had a chance to experience yet. And for me, it's good because it's like someone who's 5 years younger than me, 4 years younger than me, showing me, you know, just kind of keeping me up with the times, what's going on with people in his age bracket. You know, I'm kind of in a different stage in life, so it's good. It pulls me right back in, and it makes me go, oh, this is, you know, this is what's going on. This is the energy that I've been missing, you know. And so that's the beauty of it. So you'll never run out of it as long as it keeps moving. You know what I mean? As long as we keep the circle going, you know.
Definitely.
It's like you can be 40 years old, 50 years old, learning from someone that's 19 because they're, you know, they're shooting in that that new adrenaline,
you
that
can't
new
let
rush.
That gap get too big.
No, man.
Do you have a lineup yet? Can you talk about who's going to be at this event?
I can mention some of the people. I mean, we got veterans like Johnny Quest are going to be entering it, and we got, man, I don't even know what this dude's going under, but we got this 17-year-old cat who's still in high school who's entering the event from Topeka. We've got this guy from Iowa City. Whose MC name I forgot.
But see,
we'll just fill that in later.
That's the beauty, though. That's the beauty. Like, the fact you should leave that, because the fact that he's forgot it or he doesn't know their name.
Yeah, I know. I already put JQ out there.
Exactly.
Now all the MCs are going to hear this and be like, oh,
exactly.
What if I battled on it? You know what I mean?
And like, also that means that there's these new folks. It's not the common, like, it's not the usual suspects. People get real comfortable. Oh, Proach is going to be in there. Magneto's going to be in there. Gotham is Mac Lethal.
Yeah, let's just
and it's
say
like,
that
it's,
most of the people that have entered in the past will not be in there this
it's,
time.
It's new bloodline, but then there'll be some surprises, and that's good. That makes it something worth seeing, because you're going to see the next generation of people that are doing it, and that's the whole point of the music. You know what I mean? That's the whole point of the battle.
Could we take a little side road for a second and talk about just the scene in general in Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I know there's always an up and down, you know, it's a transient town, people come and they leave. What sort of things are on your mind these days as regarding the Lawrence hip-hop community?
Man, Lawrence hip-hop community right now is going through a weird stage, I think. It's not necessarily a bad stage, but I think they're kind of... Right now, Lawrence is in dire need to look back to a year ago to see where it came from. I think the Lawrence hip hop scene has to kind of remember the shows that used to happen here and remember the shows that still happen here, but I mean like remember how Lawrence at first didn't accept hip hop, and then but you know with promoters and with artists coming in and just nonstop like showing passion for hip hop is where it's what's taken Lawrence hip hop to where it is now. And I think that a lot of artists are kind of I think a lot of the Lawrence hip hop scene is kind of in a limbo stage. I don't know.
Yeah, it happens like me. I'm coming from like I'm always referred to as like a Lawrence artist because I've built a strong base of my name being here in Lawrence. But I've lived in Lawrence for 4 years. I come from Kansas City. And I nurtured everything that I was doing from Kansas City. So I moved up here to participate in venues and places to play. And like what's happening is a lot of the people that were, you know, the bloodline and the energy behind the scene have graduated and moved to different aspects of like some folks have, it's kind of flipped like a person like a Miles Bonney has moved to Kansas City. You know, a lot of predominant artists that were doing a lot of things out here kind of like work their resources here, and then they're out searching for other places to play, and a lot of that's come back to Kansas City, and a lot of people are starting to tour and things like that. So we're kind of going through a stage where the fans that used to come out for our shows have graduated and moved on, so we got a new fan base out there that's not really educated on what's going on. They haven't really been enlightened to even hip-hop even existing here, because they're just coming in. So we got to reintroduce ourselves, and a lot of the predominant artists aren't necessarily here now. You know, they're out doing other things, exploring like life after school, you know. So
for people who aren't familiar with the local scene, or maybe are just familiar with a couple of the bigger names, can you put some more names into our ears for as far as who we should be listening to?
Oh, definitely.
New albums we should be purchasing that's coming from Lawrence, Kansas City area?
Definitely. Stick Figure out of Top City, out of Topeka, Kansas. He's got a mixtape called The Skinny. You definitely need to be checking that out. You
got Drew the Misfit.
You got Drew the Misfit, who's working on his album right now. You have
EMC, who's kind of, he's not new anymore, but he still hasn't, you know, he's on his way up right now. Him and DJ Aether do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, definitely. You got, man, there's so many people. You have, I want to think of in the Haskell community, like a lot of the people that are in the Haskell community, and I'm not familiar with, because they're doing a lot of shows and things now, and I don't know all the artist names, and I apologize.
There's one group called the Culture Shock Camp that have been coming. They've been coming back and forth from Tulsa, but they've kind of set up shop here in Lawrence, Kansas,
and they're amazing.
They are amazing.
They're
DJ Shock B, and I forgot the name of the MC, but the name of the group is called the Culture Shock Camp, and it's like, they're taking hip-hop and involving politics, direct politics that affect the American Indian communities.
Yeah, and, got Pax Indigenous out here.
Yeah, Pax Indigenous is from here. Pax has been around is from over here. I mean,
there's a lot of people. And then right now, a lot of focus is being put on the DJs right now. Like the MCs have had their shine and their run as the front men. Now the DJs are getting some attention. Concept and DJ Skew. You got Ataxic. You got Reach out in Kansas City. He's not a DJ, but he's another MC who actually won a Scion competition. Mm-hmm. And he's the first from our area that's not on a major label to have a video shot. He went out to LA and shot a video.
Yep.
I mean, there's a whole lot of things going on down in Kansas City at the Peanut, the Hip Hop and Hot Wings community there. There's a lot of like new energy coming through. You got the producers really stepping up, Beat Broker, Top Boom, Nesby, you know, it's not a lot of the usual suspects. I mean, there's so many new people. Yeah. Seven, you know, my boy Royce Diamond, tons of people.
And there used to be sort of a one-stop shop for this at lawrencehiphop.com, which due to unforeseen circumstances kind of tanked, some sort of bug in the system.
Yep.
But a lot of that has regrouped on kchiphop.com.
And that's that shift that I was talking about, like how things have kind of moved towards the Kansas City area. Like Andrew Giesel, who was like kind of like the webmaster of that Lawrence Hip Hop domain. You know, he's in Boston now going to school, you know, continuing his education, so he didn't have the chance to monitor it as much as like he did before. And like Miles Bonney also moving on and getting more into the promotion or production and like working on his groups and himself, they kind of just passed the info that they had on Lawrence Hip Hop onto the folks at KC Hip Hop. After it crashed, they gathered up what they had left and kind of passed it on. So they just kind of passed the torch from here onto the next thing. And that's another big thing. A lot of people went to that site and gained information from all across the states about what was going on. And when you take a blow like that, it kind of takes a minute to regroup it, figure out what's going on, and kind of look around and, you know, put your feet back on the ground, on steady ground, and get it going. So there's a lot of people who didn't necessarily get a chance to tour, haven't had a chance to play a lot of shows, that was their way of finding out what was going on, getting their music out there, and like educating everybody else on it. And so with that outlet being gone, it kind of puts a hole in the system, you know. Yeah,
and
it's
hiphopkc.com.
Yeah,
so
hiphopkc.
But yeah.
Okay.
And to kind of back up what he's saying, it's cool to see the ebb and flow of the hip hop scene within Kansas City and Lawrence, because right now Kansas City has a passion that it's been lacking in a really long time, and Lawrence still has that. But I think Lawrence is just kind of like, whoa, because Kansas City's, they're just energetic about it right now. There's so much passion and so much drive in the artist's eyes and in the fans' eyes that like the focus is kind of in Kansas City right now for hip hop. But it's cool because Kansas City people still travel here to Lawrence for shows, and Lawrence people travel to Kansas City. So it's honestly, it's just one big family, you know. And it's like we just support each other. We're only 30, 45 minutes away, and so
it's how
it's just growing
is.
Now.
Exactly. It's just like I said, a couple of years ago, from 2002 to 2004, the focus was being here in Lawrence, Kansas, because a lot of, you know, like I said, MCs were in school. There was a lot of like producers in school here, and also there was the venues that were allowing us to play. That was the big thing. That's why I came to Lawrence, because you weren't getting venues in Kansas City, because the hip-hop had a negative stigma to it. So we came out here to Lawrence, many venues to play. Downplay had their thing going on, putting on a lot of shows for us. And like right now, Kansas City is embracing it, saying, hey, come on back down here. You know, we've got the Record Bars and the, you know, the Peanut and the Hurricanes, all these places that are now embracing, saying, come on, you know, come play here. So it's just kind of shifting focus a little bit. It's like, all right, we've done the Lawrence thing for 2 years, 3 years strong. We've played a tons of shows there. Let's give everybody a break. Let's go to Kansas City, play some stuff out there, and then we'll come back when you need us. But until that time, we'll just kind of hang out here and introduce ourselves to another market, another group of people that we're haven't had a chance to experience, you know?
Can you tell us a little bit about what we've been listening to during the duration of this podcast show?
Well, as Edwin's phone rings there, DJ Concept, he's a busy man. What we're listening to is various producers from a mixtape that I have coming out, a collection CD. I don't like to call it a mixtape. It's a promotional disc coming out called Approach Presents The New. And it's like new stuff that I have coming out in the next year and a half. It's promotional disc for like two albums that I have coming in the next like year and a half.
Except that we're listening to the instrumentals.
We're listening to the producers aspect. It was the first project I did where various different producers stepped in and gave me music, and I was allowed to be an MC as opposed to like taking on the mother load of it myself. So you got all kinds of your area's favorites and people all over the world on this. Yeah, so it's been a good time.
Real hard.
And can you suggest further research materials, websites, shows upcoming, other things that people should check out?
Hip Hop KC, like we said before, we've said several times, that's a good center point right now. I think another good site is just, you know, checking out, it's everybody's
yeah,
on
say it.
It, everybody's
man.
Everybody's
yeah,
MySpace site,
it, man.
Like
all your artists that you're like, where has this guy been MySpace. For the last 4 years? You know, you can you pop their name in on the MySpace and you find it, or you go to one artist's page and he'll have the network of every other artist, and that's the beauty of that. You know what I mean? MySpace is what it is, but it's a great tool, and right now it's a very, very valuable tool for us. So you can go to Johnny Quest page and find out what's going on with Stick and Approach and Concept and Skew and Mac and Nesbeat, and so that's
and I mean Lawrence.com right now, as for shows, it's a lot. It's a good place for me to post a lot of my events. It's a good source for people to go to and check it out, just because I get to put a brief summary as to what the show is going to be about, when's, you know, all the details. But as for shows specifically, I've got tons of shows coming up. I've got Diverse. I've got AC Alone coming through. I've got this Mike Mechanics battle, like I'm talking, this Saturday. But then this summer, just Diplo's coming through doing a live set. I mean, we've got a lot of amazing
Slim
events
Kid,
coming
Pigeon
to Lawrence
John.
And Kansas City. Pigeon John, I mean, you should start preparing for a really, really good summer and end of semester.
Yep. Cool.
And is the battle still open, or have you closed?
No, the battle's still open. We're going to stop taking names for participants to battle at 9:59 Saturday
that.
Evening.
So you,
because 10 p.m. is the cutoff point. So
you better get in there, because
MC $600 to first place.
I'm coming for you. I'm gonna get in it, and I'm a Muhammad Ali this joint. I'm gonna come after these young bloods. We'll see what you guys are all about.
The DJ's providing the beast that night. It's Macaulay Culkin, a.k.a. Oscar Slugworth.
Yeah, there. I'm coming for him, too.
Oscar Slugworth and Kiz One. He's a legendary DJ from KC. He's coming through to provide the beats for the evening.
I think I'm going to just mix it up. I'm going to battle the DJs first.
Oh,
then I'm going to battle the MCs. Then I'm going to sit down and judge.
Oh, and then judge.
No, it's going to be good, man.
Mac Lethal's judging.
It's going to be a good
judging,
time,
and
man.
We have two special guest judges, but
and the DJs, that's top quality, man.
Watch out for no doubt, man. Seriously, those two DJs, Mac Lethal, $600 first place prize. I mean, this is an event. This is, by the way, it's an all ages event. So if you're 9 years old and you feel like you got the skills,
exactly.
Battle Mac Lethal.
And that's the important thing. That, like you just said, I know it's going on and on, But the young, like the high school cats, yeah. It doesn't matter if you're an elementary cat, if you're a middle school dude, if you're sitting at home and you're practicing and you want to progress your craft, come out and participate with people. You're never too young to
no
do
doubt,
it.
Man.
Because when you do it at a young age, it prepares you for when you're older. Nobody will be able to hold a candle to you if you've been battling the best since you were young. Don't exactly. be scared. It's a friendly atmosphere. It's an atmosphere that embraces new blood.
Oh, and one thing I want to put an emphasis on is this is a freestyle battle.
Yes.
No written.
Yeah, no written.
If you come with written, you get booed the fuck off stage. You lose. And the other thing is look out for that concept, Mac Lethal Battle.
There you go.
2012.
And it's a positive atmosphere. Hip hop shows don't bring violence.
Exactly.
That's a misconception. So come out and actually, all those who've never been to a hip hop show or anything, come out and check out
no
this.
Doubt.
Come check this out and see what it's
Open
all
invite.
About.
Thank you, Edwin, Sean. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Richard.
And we'll stay tuned with you guys in the future.
There you go.
Peace.